Everything you need, we got it.
Log in to rogmusicafrica.com.
Okay, hi. How everybody? Hi, everybody listening to my wonderful voice this lovely, lovely day. My name is Kimberly for ROG Music Africa. I feel like people should scream. I don't know. I just feel like people should scream, like, hearing my voice. Okay. And I'm in the studio today. I mean, obviously. And I have two amazing people. Like, two amazing people in the studio. I am not even kidding. Like, mind blown. Like, I'm literally shaking in their presence. That's how mind-blowing their presence is to me. And today, they're here. And we're going to be talking music, you know, talk the Nigerian music scene. We're going to be talking about their music. We're going to hear their opinion on other people's music. And we're just going to have a lot of fun, you know, laugh a little and, you know, just do our thing. So, the first person that I want to introduce to the world, I mean, technically to anybody listening, is Sunny.
Hi, girl. Hey.
Like I said, I feel like people should, like, roar in the background.
Don't worry, though. I just...
Yeah, like, woo! Yeah, okay, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
You know, I'm just there, you know, doing my thing, you know, being a...
Surviving. You know.
How is your dirty December going?
Clean. Well, it's been a little bit dirty, though.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dirty how?
Let's just say that. It's taking a surprising turn. Yeah.
I mean, I know somebody, I'm not saying that. I mean, I know somebody who just, like, recently opened for Tiwa Savage at her show. So, I don't know what you're talking about, woman. Like, you opened for the Tiwa Savage on her show.
I did.
This December. How was that?
That was great. That was, like, life-changing and a dream come true. I still can't believe that it happened.
It was so...
shocking. Like, I did not expect it to happen. Like, when I tweeted at her on Twitter, I did not expect her to actually reply to it. And, like, barely an hour later, she's like, done. Like, oh,
Suicide is the goal. Oh my god. And you performed your song, Motivation.
Motivation, yeah, I did.
You know, I like that song.
I know you do.
I want to sing the song. Should we vibe along?
Yeah.
Money to motivate,
Motivation.
Money to motivation,
Motivation.
And I have somebody else in the studio, the brain behind Motivation, that amazing song. Like, if you should listen to Motivation, like, you know, the beat just gets you, like, you know, dancing and whining your non-existent waist. So, hi, I have Bracy in the house.
Hey, Kimberly.
What's good?
I'm good.
You're looking like...
Thank you for having me.
you're like this cute version of Don Jazzy, like, so chill.
Oh,
like, is that what you producers
God.
Do these days? You don't talk too much, you just chill.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry.
Well, it was fun producing Motivation, actually. Motivation, initially I was just home and I started working on the beat. And
we're at home?
Yeah,
you have, like, a home studio?
Yeah, actually, I literally made the beat on my bed. I was lying down and I made it, so.
You made a hit song on your bed. Hey! Oh my god! You need to share me some of that energy, okay?
I literally made it on my bed. Then I added the trumpets. Then whilst I was making it, my laptop died.
That's sad.
Then, like, I came back, like, later at night, and I was listening to Oliver again, and I don't know, the trumpet, that was like the motivation for the trumpet and the sax.
The motivation for the song Motivation.
I pretty much added it, then I sent it to her, and she was screaming, she liked it, and in like 1 hour, she sent me
screaming.
Like a video of the whole song. I'm like, so, like,
magic
this thing
fingers,
we do,
literally.
Like, there's this thing we literally do, like, when we're making music. And I sent her the beats. Like, she sends voice note versions of the song. So, like, I, like, export those voice notes then. Girl, what are you doing? I export those voice notes to, like, my mail, then download them and input them into my production software.
That's crazy. That's literally
like,
crazy.
Like, listen to, like, voice note versions of the song on the actual beat. And if it works, like... From there, like, I get to add other elements into the beats to spice the song, and we see it works. Then
And I also get production credits on Motivation.
Really?
By the way.
Girl, you literally did not do anything.
That's crazy. Okay, I really want to know why. I want to know why you guys called it Motivation.
Because that was the first thing I said, and I'm very terrible at playing songs.
Name me songs.
Right?
So, we need the Motivation. Terrible. Oh, great. Good title, Motivation.
What? I feel like if I should ever do music, I would be like XXX and just like name my songs with like random stuff like a question mark or like, I don't even know what I'm doing yet, LOL. No, seriously, because I can't even name stuff too, but like, that song is a banger and I seriously love it. So, sir, producer, you recently just dropped an album.
Yes, I did.
And I'm not going to lie. I am going to be very serious about what I'm going to say, like, this next moment, and I need you to take me seriously, okay? I'm not playing. I really love that album.
Yes, Mom.
Okay. I really okay. When okay, I remember Suni sending out the link for Fine, and I was like, okay, like what's up? This girl sings. I mean, she's cool. She's up with the trend. So what's up? I went and I got the song on Apple Music, and I listened to Fine, and I was like, damn.
Like,
and she's like,
oh my
god.
It was,
yeah, that was like, oh my god, are you kidding me moments? Like, I was like,
Fine is okay.
No, Fine was an amazing song.
It's a really great song. How did I make Fine?
Wow, magic fingers all over again.
Fine. Initially, I made Fine for someone else, but like, she really couldn't do anything on it. Yeah, I made fine for Riley and I sent it to her and she literally could not do anything. So I'm like, instead of letting this beat go to waste,
give it to our girl.
I sent the beat to Panda Money then.
That's the funny thing. Panda Money did
Pandemonium then did something on the song. So like we were all at Panda Money studio and Sunny was there, I was there, Casey Rhodes was there, so he literally just played the song and everybody was feeling the song. And next thing, Suni was like, she wants to be on the song, and Casey was like,
because
she wants to be on this. I'm like, fine, let's do this. And
everybody
literally just did their thing. Everybody in the studio was on the song. They just did their thing and it was fire. Like, I just grabbed the data and I went home, I started working.
And you did your thing.
And it was mostly a freestyle. Like, nobody wrote anything.
Wow.
Like song nobody. Was like a freestyle. Nobody literally wrote, but like,
I did my verse when I was going to.
Yeah, like, she was literally leaving when she just came on. Sang it and.
I think it goes like.
Left.
I'm horrible.
I actually didn't believe the song would come out that way. Like, song is really good. People love it.
That's amazing. I think that your creative level, your creativity is really, it's crazy. It's mind blowing. Because when I listened to the song and I had to like vibe with the video, I was like, I really love the song. And that's when I came across your Twitter. You were like, oh my god, I love this girl so much. And I was like, yeah, one of my fans.
Kim was actually vibing to my song.
Yeah, I posted it.
I was like, oh my god, who's this vibing to my song? Oh god.
And I went to his Twitter and I saw that he was going to drop an album. And first of all, I'm not going to lie, okay? I was skeptical. Nobody knows you, right? Why are you dropping an album? So for that kind of like got me interested in what you were doing and how you were doing it, because like most up and coming artists do not drop albums. They only want to drop like solo hits and then later they can think about an album. So why did you think about an album?
This is
Bizzy's
second album.
This is actually my second.
Are you serious?
Project. I don't sing, so like,
so basically,
I think featuring talented artists is like my thing. Like, I don't sing, like, so I just find talented people that can actually jump on my creativity. Basically, so like, that's why like, I have albums. So like, people can actually know that like I'm a really, really, really good producer.
You are.
That's like basically.
You are. Like,
that's why. That's why there are albums. Like, so you can listen to like varieties of sounds and know that okay, this guy is literally good at anything.
Wheezy works so hard on this album.
Yeah, people just text me, "What's up?" I'm like, "It's not dropping this album again." Creative process was really crazy. Some artists were stressful, some were not stressful.
What do you mean by stressful?
Like, stressful in the sense that they'll tell you they're going to deliver and they didn't, they don't end up delivering, all this kind of things. Like,
I'm so sorry.
On the song, like, I can remember I was waiting for a verse for almost 6 weeks and the person didn't come through. So, like, it was
that,
like,
that
really,
can be,
really,
like, so frustrating.
It was, like, really annoying. But, like, at the end of the day, I still got someone else to do it. The song came out well. Like, there's a lot of talented people in the world. So.
Yeah, they are. They
you can't
are.
Kill yourself for one person.
Suli, what's your favorite song on the album?
My favorite song on the album.
I'll just say Freak.
Probably Freak.
Why?
Freak, the intro by Casey gets me all the time. Like, I can just send a VN because we have a group chat. Send a VN singing.
What in? Why are you looking at me like that?
I can just send a VN of me singing just the intro.
Yeah, she does that a lot. She's really crazy.
Just because I love you so much.
She does that a lot.
I love Freak.
Oh, randomly, God. She just sends a VN singing the song, I don't know, singing Kobe's chorus.
I wanted to ask you what your favorite song on the album is, but I will not ask you because it's like asking a parent who your favorite kid is, and that's unfair. I don't actually have a favorite song. How dare you, evil parent, canceled. Okay, you love all your kids equally. Okay, what's your favorite?
Oh, my favorite song is track 14, Trust Issues. That's my favorite track.
Always sitting about that song.
I relate to the song a lot, so
Mado.
I think that's why I probably like it.
My favorite song is Good Life. You know I love Good Life. I would tweet about Good Life like every single day. The guitar at the end just gets me, and I'm like, who did this? Like, why do you have to start on us so hard? Like, I freaking love it. Like, I really good love life, Good Life. Good so life. We're gonna take this conversation in another direction, right? So you are. I'm gonna ask you about your sex life. I'm sorry. So you are an up and coming artist. So what are like your biggest challenges as an up and coming artist? First of all, do you want to blow, or are you just doing music because you love music?
The end game is always to blow.
I do.
Yes, no. The end game is to be a superstar, and I just don't mean
that. Bro.
Worldwide,
like that's really your end game.
Yes.
Okay, so like, what are the challenges you face as an up and coming artist?
Honestly, the major challenge is probably finances. Then probably it's finances. Money. That's the problem.
Okay. Really, what is your challenge as an up and coming creative?
It's actually money. Actually. It is actually money, because if I had the money to push my music, I think the whole world would hear it, basically.
Not bad. And I think that the whole world needs to hear it. Like, good music needs to be shared. Like, people need to hear good music, like, vibe with good music, blah,
money,
blah, blah, blah.
And a great team of people that really want to see you win.
True.
I think that's important.
Love.
Yeah. People who want to see you win. People who support you. However they can. Yeah.
Cool.
But money is like the main thing.
last.
Okay. So, throwing this question. Who's your favorite rapper? I love rap music. I really, really love rap music. So, who is your favorite rapper and what is your favorite verse from them?
My favorite rapper is Jay-Z. Okay. I'm serious, I'm being serious.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, what's your favorite verse for it? You don't have to say it, you can just like say it.
Oh my god, I have so many favorite. I like when he says, there's no such thing as an ugly billionaire, I'm cute.
Ooh! Energy for 2020! I mean, you're cute. You're cute. But I mean, the money makes you look like, you know.
That was a flex.
Ooh.
Hard flex.
Really, do you listen to rap music?
Yeah, a lot. I listen to a lot of rap.
So, who's your favorite rap artist?
Rick Ross. I love Rick Ross. Rick Ross is, his music is really enlightening. His music enlightens me. I don't know, like, makes me want to just grind and be rich. Like, his music is so wealthy. Like, if you listen to it, like you feel it.
Man,
you know? Like, the music is actually fire. Like Rick Ross is like, Rick Ross is a teacher. Big. Rick Ross is not a rapper.
Wait,
a
but
teacher.
Jay makes like wealthy music too.
That's Jay, but like, I don't know.
Cross has backs that.
Cross has that thing. Cross is not about bragging. Like he teaches you to be rich. Like you just want to go out and grind. Like
Yeah, you get that kind of vibe. I have two favorite rap artists, Nicki and J. Cole. I love J. Cole. My favorite. I think my favorite song that I'm obsessed with is Let Nas Down, because it samples Fela. Like, I can't get enough of that song. And then when he says, long live the idols, may they never be your rivals. Pac was like Jesus, Nas wrote the Bible. It blew my mind. I was like so hyped for that shit. Like, I love J. Cole. Like, he's deep. I really, really love this last album. KOD.
Yeah.
Kill Our Demons. I really love the album. And then Nicki, you know Nicki.
Wait, like, I thought KOD was Kids on Drugs.
I don't know. I heard it's Kill Our Demons. Some people say Kill Our Demons, heard Kids on Drugs. But I think it's like Kill Our Demons. Yeah. Then my favorite verse from Nicki is the one she was featured with Gucci Mane, Make Love. She said, "I'm the iPhone, you're the Nokia. Everybody know you're jealous. It's so clear." Like it blew my mind. Like, how would you tell somebody that you are the iPhone and she's the Nokia? Like, what do you mean? Like, seriously, like, it literally blew my mind. Okay, so let's talk Nigerian music scene.
Okay,
so recently the Nigerian most Nigerian artists, the big ones at the top, right, mm-hmm. want to go international. And some people are like, yes, you know, Africa to the world, like, let's do this. And some people are like, when they actually go international, they start to lose their vibes and they start to like forget like the music that connected them with people.
Yeah.
So like, what do you think about this whole trend of Nigerian music artists, the ones at the top, going international? Like, is it a bad thing? Like, anybody can hope.
I think people need to take Fela as an example. Fela went international.
Like, my goat for life.
That guy was international and he didn't even need all this extra. And he still stayed true to himself. King Sunny Ade was international. Like, Angelique Kidjo. I know she's not Nigerian, but she's African. International artists that still stay true to their sound. So I think it depends on you and what you decide to do with your art.
Well, okay. Well, what do you think?
If you want to go international, it's your business.
Why so violent, uncle?
He's right though.
It's not violent, but like, it's literally like your business. You want to increase your range of listeners, so that's probably why.
But then you're losing touch with your fans that have been with you. You know how some fans complain this is not the sound that we wanted for me, and I think that people forget. Like, in as much as you want to make music for yourself, you have fans. People will listen to you. People will like what you talk about.
But
is it not important to consider how these fans feel in your music and like going to international?
Well, you can't to a certain. You should, but if you allow that to determine what kind of music you make, you might not be true to yourself. If you are trying to do what people like,
are we supposed to say what people like is not what you are, Sunny 2019? Like, are we supposed to give you is this what you're trying to do?
Hold that.
On my show?
Girl,
you don't want me. Leave. Turn off her mic. You don't do that on my show. No,
girl,
but seriously.
Fans matter now, so.
Yeah, they do actually.
Fans actually matter.
But then I feel like fans will stay true to you.
Your fans will grow with you.
You know, there's a difference between fans and stans. They are different.
Yeah, okay, stans.
Stans never see any wrong in anything. Like, yes, for me, if Nicki Minaj should even release a song, say, la, 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 I mean, I would stream that, and I would say that that is the best song that's ever come out this decade, okay?
That's a
stan. But, like, I'm talking about actual fans. Mm-hmm. People that, you know, are, should I say intellectual? Yeah, I think that stans kind of lose their mind, like, technically, according to Eminem. But, like, fans that can actually think for themselves and, like, say, like, this is not the sound that we followed you with. Like, so what about those people? What about their feelings? Like, I don't know, do they gonna consider them in when you make your own music?
Okay, an artist is entitled to his creativity, his own creative space, and he's entitled to do whatever he wants. So, like, if he wants to change or switch things up a bit, he's entitled to that.
Okay.
I think let me use...
That's what I feel.
The Queen Bee as an example.
Yeah.
Who? When she did that Lion... Beyonce. When she did that Lion King album this year, not a lot of people, like, really liked the album. Some people didn't even know that she dropped album. She just did the album because she wanted to... That was the space that she was in that particular moment, and that was what she wanted to do at that moment. And she dropped the album, and the album did whatever...
It did great.
It flopped.
Did it flop though?
Never seen
it actually did flop.
Well,
because in as much as we like to think that the American market is ready for African artists, I think that we kind of like deceive ourselves, because there are people out there who don't know names like Davido or Wizkid or...
But I don't think that was the point.
No, no, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that, you know, when people talk about how the album was going to do something great for Africa, people were like, you know, it was going to help Africans, blah, blah, blah. But it really did not do that.
I think it did. African artists, not Africa as a continent.
No, but I'm talking about Africa.
No, I don't think that's accurate.
Oh, okay. So, I want to ask you guys something before we go. What is your favorite album? I'm not talking about your album. Don't tell me your album. But what is your favorite album that a Nigerian artist has dropped this year?
This is
that one
album.
No, stop. Okay, I'm serious.
It's her choice now. Like, literally.
I know. But I just want to get like a wider view. Okay. Apart from Breezy's album.
Yeah, exactly. Like, nobody really blew my mind like that.
Ooh,
yeah.
I'm impressed. Like, this love, God, when? Breezy, what's your favorite album?
Let me see. Burner dropped. David dropped. Who did great? Who did great?
Yeah, just see your album there.
Nah. I've listened to my shit so much. Like, from a Nigerian artist, right? Or I think it's Burna
blew your mind.
Burna boy. I think Burna boy. I'll settle with Burna boy.
Oh, okay.
Nobody else actually.
I'm gonna be biased.
Impressed me.
I'm gonna say Naira Marley. I love Naira Marley. I'm a stan.
That's an EP. It's an album.
I don't care. I just like, it's the best project out. But seriously though, Fireboy dropped the best album.
True.
Yeah. Fireboy did drop the best album. How can you forget Fireboy's album?
Fireboy Asha.
Asha dropped an album.
Asha's fire. But it's not mainstream. That's why it doesn't really come to your mind.
Yeah, I jammed that album. I'm not going to lie.
I think it's Burna. Burna did it for me.
Asha, Fireboy.
Definitely.
Okay, so you guys.
I'm not a hater.
Thank you for coming on and speaking with me.
You're welcome.
Thank you for having us.
So I just like you guys to like drop your socials so that we can follow you and like, you know, stalk you once in a while. And you know,
I like to be stalked. Yeah, stalk me, please.
Sorry. Okay, so drop your socials, okay?
On Instagram and Twitter, it's the same thing. At this is Suni.
Spell it.
THISTSUNI.
This is Sude. Instagram and Twitter.
Twitter.
Okay.
So my Instagram and Twitter, LordBZX. LordBZY with an X.
Okay.
L is capital letter and the B in the B is capital letter too.
And they can get your album link from that. They can get your song link from your socials.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. Thank you guys so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having us.
I'm so happy to meet you guys today.
Oh my God.
Thank you guys for joining. Thank you for listening. My name is Kimberly. And you can follow me on Twitter @_I_Kimberly. Okay? See you next time. Well, I see you. Hear me. Listen to me. Okay, you know what? Just
next
bye.
Time.
Bye-bye.
If you're looking for a party, we are the party. This is an exclusive from ROG Music Africa.